I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On May 18th, the plane crash in Havana, Cuba killed over 100 people. The accident shocked the nation and sent it into mourning. Dan Warren of Transworld Radio says instead of the regular content for the Cuban radio program Redemption Lighthouse, Cuban believers shared their testimonies and stories, prayed and sang together. And here's how you can respond.
Pray for those who have lost family members, not just within the church, but the 110 people that were lost, they were fathers, mothers, daughters. Pray for Cuba right now in this time of tragedy, in this time of mourning, really. And pray that the Cuban church would shine brightly for Christ, that it would shine with the hope of the gospel. People are looking for answers. People are asking the big questions, as we always do in times like this.
And more than half of refugees worldwide are children. Many have been separated from their families or their parents just can't provide. Bethany Christian Services, Ana Jose.
Bethany Christian Services has a program that we actually help refugees from all over the world. We have kiddos coming in from Central America. We have kids from Ethiopia, the Republic of the Congo. We have kiddos from Afghanistan in our program. And right now, we have a huge need for foster families to be able to open their home, their hearts, to give our kids an opportunity to be part of their family.
Millions of refugee kids need foster care. A Christian home can change their life, and you can be a foster family to a refugee child. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.